Well, as the summer of 2021 rolls on, lots of things to see and do in our area. And one of those, once again, coming up in Salisbury, it is the Sidewalk Sale, which debuted last year. And this year, it's Saturday, August 7th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, August 8th from 11 until 4. And joining us right now is Karen Piccarelli, who, of course, has joined us last year, not only for that, but for her own business as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's take a look back in the last year, because Honeychurch Home is now established and all set there on Academy Street. Before we start talking about the sidewalk sale, how's the past year been, and has this summer been what you expected, or hopefully a little bit better?
You know, I think I was surprised by this past year with the pandemic, how we were able to do pretty well and grow our business. And this summer has definitely picked up, and people are loving getting out and exploring a new store, so it's been great.
You know, I think that's a thing that you just pointed out. People love getting out, and even if it's not to a special event or a special, just getting out and walking through local stores and supporting local merchants and supporting your local community is a big relief for most people. So let's talk a little bit now about this sidewalk sale on the 7th and 8th. Which stores are participating in this in Salisbury?
I'm very excited this year because we have lots of new stores participating. We have an online clothing company, a local woman. The name of the company is Allegra and Luca, and it's beautiful embroidered dresses and shirts for children, women, and men. We have Bristow Profit is a local architecture firm and a little retail shop with beautiful items that they'll be offering as well. I've invited Demi Tass from Millerton, New York. She has some great gift items that will be on sale. There's Johnny Cake Books, of course, Dan Dwyer, and his books will be outside with lots of tables, he said. And also we have Le Bon's joining this year. Passports Antiques will have clothing and home decor. The White Hart Inn is supporting us, and I've asked Neo Restaurant and Bar to serve wood-fired pizzas.
And, of course, there's Honeychurch Home itself.
That's right, and then there's me, Honeychurch Home.
So you're right, because I think if I remember, was there five or six participating last year?
I think we had like four or five.
Yeah. That's how you build, though. You start something off. And, you know, really when you take a look at Salisbury, for people that want to come and just, let's say, spend a couple of hours on either Saturday or Sunday, it is a very easy walkable town. You do have parking back by the Le Bon's parking lot. You have parking on Main Street. There's plenty of ways for people to get around, and it's easy. And I think that's one thing that Salisbury has going for it, along with a couple of other towns. Nice flat walking thing where you can really spend several hours. You've got the green there right in front of the White Hart and all the other stores. I think it's just an ideal location to do something like this. So now it's Saturday and Sunday, the 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. But just talk to me a little bit about what people might find at your store at Honeychurch Home during the sidewalk sale.
Well, I definitely have seasonal items. You know, we're all getting ready now for fall holiday. And I have a new container coming in from Italy, so I have to make room in my store. So there's summer things. I still have some holiday things from last Christmas that I'll have out. And then, you know, throughout the course of the year, because we couldn't buy things in person, I ordered things. And whether they didn't fit the store aesthetic or, you know, they weren't exactly what I was looking for at that point, I have some inventory that's never been out in my store that'll be at incredible prices.
You know, and I think it's interesting that you're also involving Demi Tass into this, because it's just a great neighborly thing to do. It offers other options for people to browse and take a look at.
Yeah, I'm excited to pull in some people that normally aren't in Salisbury. I think it adds another layer of interest and something that we don't have here. So why not?
And, of course, what's great about what you have there, for everything from your store to Passport Antiques to the store like Bistro Profit, I mean, there's items that you're not going to find at other sidewalk sales around the area that these stores and these items are exclusive to what you find in Salisbury.
That's so true. I mean, Christopher at Passport does an excellent job of sourcing, you know, beautiful clothing for women, hats for men, ties that you don't just find in a department store. And Rob and Pilar at Bristow Profit are so talented and creative, and they just have a different. We all have a different eye, and I love that.
And let's talk a little bit about the Allegria and Luca for just a second. Get some more information on them.
So she has a very popular website called Allegra and Luca, and she designs clothing. I think they're mostly made in Mexico, but they're beautifully embroidered dresses, you know, that match for mother and daughter. And there's beautiful shirts for men and, you know, boys. She has quite the online following, and she and I have mutual respect for each other. And I invited her. I said, why not set up some racks?
I think that's a great idea. And then, of course, you've got the Whiteheart and Neo, which are two totally different type of experiences that people can actually sit down and enjoy. They can go to shop for an hour or two, then stop and have something to eat and go back once again and hit the other stores.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I envision this each year growing, so eventually I'd like to have live music. I have a whole plan in mind. So I think it's so nice to have their support, and I love how we all love to work together and create events like this.
You know, I think what's great about your idea to grow it into the future, because when you have someone like LeBons, which is very supportive of something like this, you can set up music in that little area. And also, it's great, Dan Dwyer at Johnny Cake Books, not your typical average bookstore. And if you love books and you love history of books and interesting books, Dan's the guy to talk to.
Well, he's definitely an expert, and he knows so much about that industry, antique and rare books. It's fascinating just to ask him a question, and he is so knowledgeable. And I agree with you. I mean, the majority of the tables will be set up on the way to LeBons in the courtyard behind me. So I love that it's like a little community gathering space.
Yeah, it's actually perfect for that. And once again, we're talking about the Salisbury Sidewalk Sale, August 7th and 8th, from 10 to 5 on the 7th and 11 to 4 on the 8th. And, yeah, it's perfectly positioned in the first week of August, where people can find things to set up for the fall in their house, or even this is a great time that you can shop locally and get holiday presents and birthday presents and support local merchants.
Yeah, I agree, Marshall. You know, we're not just putting out clearance items; we'll have special sales throughout the store. So it's a great time to come and stock up for gifts for the fall and holiday season. We're heading into gift season, so now you can find great deals.
And I always try to emphasize with people that this summer and this coming fall are so important to our local business community. And when we talk about local business community, we talk about people like you who live in our area, are our friends and neighbors. Not only do you help the business community, but it's a friend helping friend and neighbor helping neighbor.
I agree. It's a nice feeling to know that our community supports us like they do. And even through the pandemic, people have come in and said, I was so worried about you when I saw you open. So it's been really nice to have that feeling of welcoming and support.
Love the picture that you have on your Facebook page and your Salisbury Sidewalk Sale, with a perfect picture of the sidewalk in Salisbury, which looks not like any other sidewalk that you're going to find around here.
That's right. Thank you. I took that picture.
That's a great.
I thought, why not show our real town?
Yeah,
it's so beautiful.
It's a great picture. So once again, Saturday and Sunday, August 7th and 8th, Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 11 to 4. Plan to spend several hours in Salisbury each one of those days. Carol, keep up the good work, and hope the weekend works out well for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk again.
Perfect. We'll get that up on the podcast page right away and start playing it probably on Saturday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.